Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's a problem without a solution. Because an extreme response to this would get rid of the issue.
Yeah.
It could also open up some doors you may not want open.
Oh.
Because when you argue, the city or the county or your town or whatever can straight up take and destroy something you own, it may just be a matter of time before you yourself are out a whole bunch of money.
Oh.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, and it was about 2 weeks ago, with the weather getting nice again.
Yeah.
We found out the city of Rochester had a new plan to take care of the dirt bike and ATV problems on the city streets.
The jackassing.
The mayor himself.
Well, he was pissed.
He was. Very mad.
Yeah.
Held a press conference. And these were his rules out of his mouth. You ready?
Mm.
First offense, the rider is fined $500.
Damn.
And they have to prove the bike or the ATV is theirs.
Mm.
Second offense, and every offense after that.
Yeah.
The rider would be fined $2,000.
Per offense.
You got it.
Yeah.
And the city would keep the vehicle until that person pays the fine.
Damn.
And it sure seems like they're ready to destroy these things if they don't get their money. A quote from Mayor Malik Evans, quote, "The choice is simple.
Mm-hmm.
You can either make it street legal, or we'll make it scrapyard ready." Which is pretty damn intimidating.
That's a pretty Clint Eastwood-style quote.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Now, look, that policy is extreme for sure. And you do understand why folks in the city are ready to go down this route.
Yeah, it's dangerous. People getting hurt.
You got it.
Find solutions.
Absolutely. Time will tell this summer if their solution will work for an issue we've been spending 3 years trying to solve.
Yeah.
But for some, that new policy did not go far enough.
Oh,
the more extreme, the faster this is no longer a problem.
What's left?
Oh, ho. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Time for compactor justice, mother effer. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, disagreeing with city policy. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Once again, the city isn't being tough enough on
crime. I'm sorry, can we start over again? My apologies. I'm sorry. This is a man writing us.
Yes, I forgot to let you know ahead of time.
I did not know Kimmy was the one reading. Imagine Kimmy as a man.
Yeah, I didn't do my toughest voice for this one. Sorry.
Kimmy Man, Hate Mail of the Week.
Once again, the city isn't being tough enough on crime. So it's time for the county to take over and make their own rules to stop dirt bikes in the city and the town surrounding it. It's very simple. If you're caught riding it illegally, you take it and destroy it. If these people want to keep riding where they shouldn't be, well, make them buy a new dirt bike every time they get caught. I have a hard time wrapping my head around why no one in the government has this idea. You can't break the law if you don't have a tool with which to do it. These people riding dangerously are giving the rest of us who are dirt bike, ATV, snowmobile enthusiasts a bad name. No one wants people being dangerous, especially if you live in a place without the space to do it the right way. You take them away from the beginning, I promise you, the issue will end. Sincerely, John
Okay, so John wants the county to step in.
Yeah.
One offense, they steal your thing.
Right.
Or they take your thing away from
you. Yes.
And to be fair to John, he was not the only one with this idea. We got a bunch of Facebook messages and Instagram DMs saying similar things.
Yeah.
And he may be right, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
That if you take these things right out of the gate,
right.
The first time they do something,
confiscation.
And it's theirs forever,
maybe
the problem gets smaller.
Well, it sure does.
But there would be one small problem with that smaller problem.
What's the problem?
You don't want to argue this idea if you have a dirt bike, ATV, snowmobile, golf cart, etc.
Because
Tommy John's idea gets the county involved.
Yeah.
Right?
It means everywhere.
Yeah, Monroe
everywhere
County.
Everywhere in the county.
Countywide situation.
Yeah. Yes.
And dirt bikes and ATVs, in the city, they're a big issue.
Yeah.
But depending on the suburb you live in,
yeah,
a lot of people, myself included,
mm-hmm.
have seen folks doing the exact same things with ATVs, dirt bikes,
yeah.
snowmobiles, golf carts in quiet neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It is not as much of an issue on account of there being more space, fewer cars, maybe the culture of folks out there who are familiar with these bikes and ATVs
yeah.
don't really care. But
only takes one person to be pissed about it.
Bingo!
You only have to annoy one individual who makes a phone call.
Nailed it! And there are going to be plenty of people who don't think they're really breaking the law that all of a sudden your dirt bike ain't your dirt bike anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll ask this question because we are not of the ATV, dirt bike, snowmobile.
No, we are not.
Okay? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are an honest show. I ask the folks that have dirt bikes, ATV, snowmobiles, do you always follow the law every time you take it out of the garage or the shed? Like, always?
Keeping it off the road.
Off the road, appropriate places for it to be,
yeah.
Yeah.
Speed, danger.
Well, I mean, if you own a dirt bike, you want to speed. You want to have fun with it. That's what you get it for.
You right? want to show people.
Right. But you want to have, you want to goof off on it.
Have some fun.
Right. Open her up a little bit. See what this baby can do.
Yeah. Look, there's a reason why they have snowmobile cops out there patrolling the trails.
Yeah.
Same with the ATV folk. Because to your point, part of the fun of having these machines.
You want to get out in the field and open her up.
Yeah. Do stuff
Bounce
you're not allowed
around.
To do.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not here to judge anybody.
Mm.
Not my world. But you also shouldn't assume that because you're doing something illegal somewhere else,
yeah.
that these rules wouldn't apply to you?
Yeah, like I'm thinking the neighborhood I grew up in. So it was like three neighborhoods, and then there was like this small wedge of woods in between the three neighborhoods. But they basically just haven't developed the land yet, but it belonged to one of those tracks.
Okay.
So there was an ATV family that moved in, and all the kids would ride all their...
I love how she called them an ATV family.
They were. They had all the toys.
But I know what she's talking about, because there's always one.
And they would just use those woods to go around and in your backyards and stuff. And I can't imagine if one of my neighbors knew...
That's private property.
Oh, my God!
No, but if one of my neighbors knew that all they had to do was make a phone call and those things were going to get destroyed, they would have been done within weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks. Those things would have been gone.
So it's hard for me to tell because it sounds like John, who wrote us this letter, is an ATV, snowmobile, dirt bike, whatever enthusiast, right? I can't tell Tommy where folks who enjoy these machines come down on what's going on in the city because we've gotten calls from people who do this stuff that go, well, they have nowhere else to go. I understand it. We've also gotten calls from people who have been flipping the F out and go, I would never, blah, 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 blah. I just don't get why you would argue if you are in this world.
Yeah.
To open up the potential of this being taken away from you.
Unless you have your own property and you're not worried about it, fine. But I think most of the people that have them, they ride them around. You know, they don't want the same trails all the time.
I do think like the people who live out in the burbs, like live where you live, mm-hmm. are arrogant and think they're above the law. So there's no cops around here. They don't care about what goes, you know, it's the country.
Sure.
So who cares?
Look, I watch it happen. There's like a kid in my neighborhood that drives without a helmet and ATV up and down the street. And
the street, the sidewalk. Yeah.
The dad anxiety I have when I'm watching this kid do it drives me nuts. And I would never call, right? But, oh my God, like I am terrified one day I'm going to see something horrible happen.
But like when I lived in Webster in that street, and it was mostly young families, like the amount of street, I used to call it rush hour when all the kids got home from school. Those little motorized, like battery-operated, like Jeeps and Corvettes. And this one kid had a go-kart. And it was a fast, like, built-for-speed go-kart, not like the junky ones you used to get.
Mm-hmm.
He would haul ass in that thing. And that was not legal on any street. But, you know, we're kind of tucked away in the back there. I kind of get it. But they arrogantly think that that's we're safe back here.
I mean, I think you hit it, right? This letter, 252-WCMF, hate mail of the week, guy named John, not happy with the new stricter policies the city is rolling out to get rid of dirt bikes and ATVs on the road. He wants the county to take it over. His idea is, even if you own this bike, ATV, whatever, if you get caught riding it illegally, they take it from you. It's gone forever, yeah. Even if it is rightfully yours. You could go further with this, too.
How far can we go?
Well, if we want to have a slippery slope discussion.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't own a dirt bike or an ATV or a golf cart or a snowmobile, so this doesn't apply to you. Mm-hmm. You go, yeah, take them away. I don't care. You own a car, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you always follow the law in your car?
Absolutely.
You never speed?
No.
You never run a red light? You've never been in an accident that's your fault?
Slow roll.
Should we take cars away from people that don't use them safely?
Like, one infraction, you're done?
Where's the line for that?
Well, you need your car to go to work. You don't need your dirt bike.
You don't need a car to go to work. There's public transportation.
I've seen that public
transportation. No, I mean, that it's not a need. It's a want.
Yeah.
You don't need a car.
All right.
I mean, look, if your argument is
yeah.
taking these away on the first shot, the dirt bikes and would make the place safer. You're right. I agree with you. But someone else could also make the argument taking a dangerous driver's car away on the first offense would make the road safer. And they would be right.
But where does it end, Pat?
That's what I'm asking.
Will they come from my boat and my jet ski next?
Oh, no, I want your boat and jet ski first. That's the most dangerous and jackassy of all of them, but you bring up another good point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Do we apply this to a jet ski? Because nobody has ever done anything legal on a jet ski in the history of jet skis.
Well, it's not designed to be legal. You're literally designed to be a pain in the ass.
Okay, I just...
They're loud and obnoxious, and I don't like them.
And it, worst. It knocked over my toter.
Too close to my property.
All I'm saying is, man, yeah. you know, there's lots of things that we all do that aren't exactly legal
right, okay.
with things that we think we need.
Right.
252-WCMF, we've been rambling. Mm. I'm sorry. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy? Joe, you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I mean, the what I take away from this is this. I've been riding motorcycles my entire life. I have passed people on the expressway with no helmets on. But when it comes down to dirt bikes, four-wheelers, and everything you saw in certain videos that these kids are emulating, you know, at the end of the day, you got city streets with ATVs, dirt bikes, ripping around and taking up the entire road. It's not even just somebody riding down a road in the right lane. They take over an entire street.
No, look, Jay, I mean, Joe, don't get me wrong, man. I agree with you. It's super dangerous. And I agree with you. Something's got to be done. I just don't like the idea of arguing it's gone in the first shot, especially if you're somebody who's an enthusiast of something like this, right? Where the rules are different in one spot versus another just because of where they are.
Well, I understand that. It's just the fact is I know for a fact if I'm riding my motorcycle down a road without a helmet, I'm getting pulled over because they know, A, I have the money to drive a Harley.
No big deal.
That, you know, it's money revenue at that point. So with ATVs and dirt bikes especially, they don't belong on the road, period. So if it's ripping around somebody's field or somebody's yard, that's a different story because, again, personal property, you can rip around and do whatever you want if you have the room to
sure,
do it.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Okay, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
But you got to respect the proper rider, the guy that owns a Harley. And invests his money and goes on maybe a couple of bike runs a season and has a couple of pops and listens to some blues music and then eats 7 hot dogs.
And
then bloatedly drives home.
I mean, the hot dogs and the blues music seems pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If I wasn't too much of a pansy to ride a motorcycle, I'd be all over that. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Listen, I drive tractor-trailer for a living. I'm on Syracuse. I'm on North Main Street. I'm sitting at a light a couple of weeks ago, and a dozen of these guys drive by all together. I mean, bikes, motorcycles, all off-road, ATVs, everything. And I was sitting there, and I just started to laugh because, I mean, every city, I know Syracuse is clamping down on this stuff too, but I was more impressed by the utter balls of these guys to just be a dozen of them driving down the road in the middle of the day at like noon, 1 o'clock, just like, yeah, they got not a care in the world, popping wheelies, just driving down the middle of the street. I just laughed.
All right, Tom, I mean, you heard us describing what the new policy is for the city of Rochester. $500 yeah. fine and proof you got to own it, $2,000 after. Is that harsh enough for you to try and get this to stop?
I do think it's enough because, I mean, like you guys were just talking about, where does it end?
Where does it end, Tommy?
Your tractor trailer.
No, I'm sorry, I was making fun of Tommy. But.
Doing wheelies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just it was pretty crap. I mean, I think the fine, the way the city's got it going now, I think it's fine. I mean, is it dangerous? Obviously, there's no question about that.
Does look like fun though.
Like you're talking about though, I mean, where does it end? You're going to take them away on the first step? I mean, that seems a little extreme.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Freedom! Look, I mean, whatever idea you have with whatever law and how you enforce it, you do need to figure out how you'd feel if that law were applied to you.
But nobody does that.
Your spouse, your kid. But how do you not think that?
Nobody does.
How do you not?
Because
everybody sees it differently. We do it differently.
Yeah. I'm one of the good ones. Everybody thinks they're one of the good ones.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call.
All right.
One more call. We're figuring out the dirt bike ATV problem.
This may be the call too far.
Well, we haven't had a call too far in a long time.
I think this is it.
Could Dave be it? Dave, you got the last word on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
How you doing? I'm Tommy's age, and back in my day, we rode mini bikes. And we lived out off of Lyle Ave, and we'd run the side streets, and the cops didn't give a hell. Damn. It was like, let me see you on Lyle Avenue with that thing, and it's mine.
Okay.
And they had to swerve in and out of hookers.
I mean, Dave, it does seem like there was a more innocent time where all of this stuff was okay.
Yeah.
And I don't, again, it is dangerous.
Yeah,
like, it does have to stop.
We were on the road, though. I mean, we were on the sidewalks. Even if they caught you on the sidewalk on Lyle Avenue, they would take that thing and put it in their trunk so fast, and it would go to public auction afterwards.
And you had to buy it back.
Well, no, that's the thing. They won't do the – we talked about this last week. The city won't do the auction for these anymore because they are afraid.
They'll go
get it back. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We'll finish it with this.
All right.
Daniel writes us on Instagram, at Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. What is the point of the fine? These guys aren't going to pay the fines anyway. I'm fine with repossessing them on the first infraction. If they don't pay the fine, they don't get them back.
Right. So, yeah.
So that actually does.
They're holding your bike.
Yeah. If they don't pay the fine, the bike doesn't come back.
Yeah.
So. Problem solved.
There you go.
All right, let's take a break here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is like the most confusing thing of all time.
What happened?
It's been years in the making. Yeah. And without one of these, your life is going to be a lot harder. And today is the deadline. Kind of.
Better have it.
Maybe if things go well.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into it. Did you guys get your real ID?
I did not.
Okay.
Nope.
It's been all over the news the last few months.
Mm.
And really, it's been a thing for like 5 years now.
And they've been doing stories on people having issues getting it for various reasons. So it's been out there for quite some time.
Okay, so for those who have not been paying attention, a Real ID is a new driver's license in the state of New York that has enhanced federal security features.
Yes.
They are required for flying or accessing certain federal buildings. And I guess this is coming from the Department of Homeland Security, so there's federal aspect to this. These have been in the works, Tommy, for a very long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the last 4 or 5 years, they have been setting deadlines saying you need to get your Real ID only for those deadlines to get pushed back.
Yes.
And then push back again. And then push back again.
Mm.
But today is the final day, May 7th, 2025. And the government announced that if you did not have one by today,
what happens?
You cannot get on a plane or do the other stuff we talked about.
Yeah.
That story was running as recently as a few days ago.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah. And then yesterday they changed it again.
What happened?
Okay, so technically today is still the deadline.
Yeah, but
yesterday the Department of Homeland Security came out and said that folks will still be able to travel, fly with a regular ID domestically for the time being, but you need to be prepared for extra security measures when you get to the airport.
Okay.
So you might have to, you know, take a few extra steps.
I guess. So does that mean I don't need a Real ID again?
Who knows? Like,
it's going to make life easier for you if you have one, it sounds like.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily need one
right
yet.
Right now?
But it's going to happen soon.
If they don't move the date again.
Okay. So you better go down and get it.
You're better off getting it. Long story short.
Yeah. It's
so what do you just go to the DMV and just, it's like getting another driver's license.
Yeah, you can go to the DMV. But that's the other thing. I don't know what I'm doing when I get to the DMV and what other information they would need from me when I get there.
Do I have to go through the whole test or they just swap it on my license?
Oh, that's a great question that I could not find an answer to.
Because that's going to hold you up even longer if everybody's got to go down there and get retested for a driver's license.
Can I do it online? Do I have to do it in person?
See, that's what I don't get. Why they just don't send you an enhanced new, hit me with a fee, and just send it to me.
Almost like re-upping your license, but you just upgrade it.
Instead of like all this rigmarole, it'd be way quicker for them just to produce the license. You already got all my information. All you're doing is putting two little symbols in the corner of this license.
Well, but maybe they need more stuff from you. Fingerprints, eye scan, picture, I don't know. I don't know how this works.
I don't either, but it seems like for somebody like my old ass, you got all my information. They got all your information. What's the point?
By the way, if you, let's say you have a passport, do you need the real ID? Or does
if you have a passport you're cool.
Kind of cover all those things?
You got it. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
It's hard to know right now what you should have. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Because to your point, if you have a passport,
you're golden.
Yeah, it turns out you can fly with that, no problem. And then a story on 13 Wham last night said you don't need a real ID if you have an enhanced license through New York State.
Okay.
So if there are three are there three licenses I can get right now, the standard, enhanced, and real ID in New York
State? I guess.
Okay. Or do the first two go away now that the real ID is a thing? Like, are they getting rid of the enhanced and the standard? That wasn't covered.
Right.
Also, I'm not entirely sure what gets me into other countries. Like, the passport gets me everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? But for years, you just needed a regular ID to get into Canada. And then they made it, you needed the enhanced license.
Right. Well, Canada, after a while, you had to have a passport or something like
that. Exactly, yeah. But now, does the enhanced license and the real ID get me into Canada?
The enhanced license and the real.
I
think if you have a passport,
you can get into Canada. But I'm saying, if I have an enhanced license, I can get into Canada, right?
I think so.
So does the real, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
What the hell is going on here?
You got to drive up to the border and ask them.
For a story that's been going on for 5 years, and we follow the news for a living, how is this so damn confusing? 252-WCMF, let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
How's it going, buddy?
Can't wait for this. I'm excited.
They make it so hard to do the ID. My mom went to do it. You guys still there?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
My mom went to do it a few years ago because she was turning in her license.
Okay.
So she wouldn't drive, but she was going to try and update to the real ID because, as you guys said, at one point they had a certain deadline, so she was trying to get it for that deadline. But they required her birth certificate. So she went in with her birth certificate, and they said, no, we can't accept that one because it was from the 1940s or whatever, and so she paid the $30-$40 to get a new birth certificate, but then they wouldn't accept that one because when they redid it, they misspelled her name.
Oh.
So they shot his mom. They just put her down right there. You ain't worth it, woman.
There ain't a DMV been born.
So they were going to make her go pay another $30, $40 for
after
another.
They shot her, Pat.
So she was like, screw that, forget it. I'm not doing it.
Pat. Okay, all right.
So they make it such a pain to get it. It's like, no, if you want the public to get a new ID, then you supply it instead of this rigmarole.
Hold on. When has going to the DMV ever been fun?
That's a good point.
Smooth.
Can we get new benches, by the way? Why did they clean out every empty church and put the benches in the DMV?
I know.
Okay. John, thanks for the call, buddy. Sorry about your mom, bud. Good luck. Have a good
rest.
All right, so here's the other thing that I can't figure out. We're talking about real ID. Today is the deadline, the absolute deadline.
Yeah.
You were not going to be able to fly outside of the state of New York without this real ID, several government buildings, and then they made an announcement yesterday, like hours before.
Yeah.
Like, okay, turns out you can't fly with your old ID, but there's going to be more security, but you can only fly domestically. So you have the standard ID, the enhanced ID, and the real ID. Is the enhanced ID a state program? And the Real ID, a federal program?
Ooh.
Is that the difference here?
I don't know.
Because the enhanced ID, if I remember correctly, could get me into Canada, but it didn't do anything outside of New York State. But I never had the enhanced ID. I got a passport.
Yeah. I've been using a passport for years. Because it's just easy.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I've been using a passport.
You have a passport, too.
I didn't get it myself. I just went because my wife told me to go. I got my picture taken at the post office. Which, can we talk about that?
What?
Why do I have to go to the post office to get my picture taken from a passport?
I don't know. So it is weird.
There are only five states that have the enhanced IDs. It's Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, and Washington.
So they all touch Canadian borders.
Yeah, so I guess that makes
sense.
Okay, so maybe that's what the
But they don't make you do it for Mexico.
Well, maybe there are different kinds. Maybe there's a different ID in Texas,
maybe.
You know, places like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so does that mean then the real ID is is that every state in America now?
The real ID? Let me see.
Because it said, like, federal buildings, to access some federal buildings.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like,
all states are issuing a real ID.
Okay. So, wait. Let's say I get pulled up on federal charges.
Yeah.
And I don't have a real ID.
Right.
And I can't get into the building.
Does
that mean I walk?
Yeah, you get to go free.
But you can't leave the state. Sorry, don't have the right paperwork.
John's mom, commit any felony she wants, bro. 252 WCMF. We're talking real ID and how none of it makes any sense to anybody. Troy's on CMF. Hey, Troy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
What up?
You ready? Even less. You're on the right track with the enhanced ID was a New York State thing.
Okay.
But I didn't have one. I was taking a trip to Canada a couple years ago, and my passport was going to be cutting it close, renewing that, come in the mail, which I attempted to do. But I didn't have the enhanced ID, so I was concerned I wouldn't be able to get into Canada. I called the border at, like, one of the bridges, and they're like, oh, no, just bring your regular ID and a birth certificate. That's all you need.
Oh, how long ago was that?
So birth certificate, you're good?
Like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
My passport ended up coming in the mail about a week before I left.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't need to. Yeah.
Thank God, John.
Yeah.
Oh, so Troy's got a passport, too. Check out Passport Troy. Oh, my God, that's pretty cool. So cool. Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Here's the weird part of that story. They still shot his mom.
I would be, even after calling and them giving me the actual information, I don't know why I would still be super nervous about it.
Well, because you're just talking to a guy or a girl, right?
Because you're actually nervous when you go to the border anyway, even if you have nothing to hide.
Yeah. You're right. You know, as we're talking about, like, the documents you need, it is also pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The older stuff that has no security features in it at all is still necessary to get the stuff you need with the security features. Oh. For example, you know, Troy brought up the birth certificate.
Yeah.
A raised seal birth certificate is just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is mandatory for some of these things you need, like he brought up with the ID.
Mm.
Your social security card is somehow even less of a secure document.
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
With the most important number you will ever have in your life on it. And that's mandatory for a few things you'll need in your life.
Yeah.
Those don't seem hard to fake.
Yeah.
Right?
And we haven't had to update them at all.
So, like, if you're...
Also very easy to lose.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Like, I know a lot of people who, like, when they were kids, their families either moved or something got lost along the way where their parents never located their social security card or birth certificate. Like, I know a lot of people that have lost those things over time.
I still have the social security card issued to me the day I was born.
Mm. So do I.
I mean, that's impressive.
Wait, I do.
They issued social security cards when you were born?
Yeah.
No, I'm not making a joke.
No, but I still have it.
There was a cutoff. I thought you were too old to have gotten it the day you were born.
So I have that, and I have, like, my birth certificate, the original one.
From the day you were born?
Yeah. So it's held up pretty good.
Is it hard to carry it around?
Why is that?
Well, being made out of stone, having carvings in it?
No, it's very easy.
Man hunting deer, giant-headed baby coming out of woman in cave. She's knobbing dudes for some reason. Your mom. I mean, it is your mom. Kimmy, can you Google the year that they started issuing Social Security cards to babies that were born? Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you, where those weren't mandatory, and then people that of a certain age just had to go get their Social Security
card. Yeah. I mean, I've always had it. Always.
1936.
So, yeah, it wasn't when
the first card was issued sometime in mid-November.
Oh, no. Not when it was. Okay.
I've always had a Social Security number and card
okay.
that my parents held.
Gotcha.
And then they gave it to me. So I guess I'm assuming I got it when I was born.
Man.
So that Social Security card.
That was 1959. I'm a 59 baby.
Man, think about that. That piece of paper is 65 years old.
Oh, yeah.
What,
okay. Same as my birth certificate.
You're talking about the numbers at birth?
Yeah, because it used to be you would eventually go when you got old enough and they would give you a number.
Yeah.
So now I'm seeing 1987.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I didn't think that you were given a card when you were born.
I've never went and got one. My parents held it and gave it to me.
All right, so maybe when you were younger, your parents went and got it, maybe unless there was a way to get it in the hospital. Why is this all so confusing?
Yeah, my mother probably went down and asked for that certificate.
Oh, you know what it sounded like?
What?
What's weird is she wasn't knobbing the guy giving the Social Security card. She brought her own number. It was really hard for him to get through the front door, seeing as how in that moment they were also shooting John's mom.
You killed Tommy. Now we need a death certificate.
Yeah, no more best friend for Danny Wegman, huh? 252-WCMF. All right, as we're trying to sort all this real ID out, there are some people that are much smarter than we are.
Yeah, like everybody?
Well, Christine says it's not as hard as it sounds. She's on CMF. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Okay, it's kind of really simple, but I just did it. The first thing I'll tell you is don't download the form off the DMV website because it's the wrong form where you have to fill out all your
information. It's really easy to start with the wrong form.
I'm making it easy so you don't go down there and they go, oh, wrong form. You just have to ask them for the right form. They'll give it to you when you go in.
Okay.
All right, you got three types of IDs. You've got the one that you have right now, which probably says up in the corner, not issued for federal purposes.
Uh-huh.
That's like a kid getting his learner's permit. You can't get into anything.
Okay.
The second one is the real ID. That will give you.
Okay, now I know why I know nothing about this stuff because as soon as it starts being explained, I tune out immediately.
What do I need to get out of this call?
You need to listen.
No, I don't care. Give me the 15-second explanation.
She can't.
The 15-second is if you get the real ID, you can travel within the United States. If you get the enhanced ID, it's got the American flag up in the corner, you can go across the border and come back into the United States.
Okay.
The only thing is you can use your passport for every place you want to go. However, it's going to be up to establishments wherever you go, restaurants, bars, if they will accept your passport as ID or they want a real ID.
Gotcha.
That's being left up.
All right.
So
noted. Christine, thank you so much. You nailed it. Have a good rest of the day.
All the information I needed. And plus,
there's one more fly in this ointment.
What's that?
We talked about this like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The state of New York has begun to allow people to download their driver's licenses onto their phones.
Mm.
Remember this?
Yeah, then you can just scan it.
Yeah, you can keep it in your wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that count for my real ID?
Oh, I don't know.
Because in that story, the state of New York said it would be up to bars and restaurants to determine whether or not they wanted to take that ID on your phone as actual ID. So there was no point of having it if it wasn't going to be able to be used.
Mm.
So you would now have this other program. What ID is that one?
Ooh.
Damn it!
Great question, Pat.
This would be a massive change for a lot of folks doing lawn stuff in the greater Rochester area.
Oh.
But New York is pushing it. They're pushing it hard.
Okay.
So hard, in fact, that you could save the majority of the cost of one of these things if you are willing to make the jump.
Wait, so they'll give me like a rebate?
Like a massive rebate.
Damn.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it with, yard and season here.
Yeah.
As soon as the rain stops.
Full swing.
Yeah, you got it. New York lawmakers. New York lawmakers are pushing a rebate program, an idea
yeah.
that is currently in the state assembly. They want folks to switch to electric-powered lawn maintenance tools.
So you're all e-battery-operated stuff.
You got it. Things like lawnmowers, chainsaws, trimmers, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to do it so much that this idea, this bill in the assembly, would offer a rebate program for up to 70% off electric lawn maintenance purchases.
So, like, I would get 70% off, like, an e-tractor.
A riding mower. A lawnmower, yeah.
A rider.
I don't know if it would be here. Okay, you always do this.
What?
I don't know what the specifics are because it's not
like
a thing yet.
The biggest thing.
I mean, I guess it's not out of the question based on the story.
Well, because that's the biggest polluter are the ride mowers.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
You just make that up?
No, I mean, that's the thing. It has the biggest engine, and it probably puts out the most
exhaust. You did just make that up.
No, I'm telling you.
No, I mean, logically, it makes sense, but you didn't hear that anywhere. You just said probably, which let me know you made it up.
It's a known fact that I'm right.
So, Tommy, of all of the tools you have in your garage, how much of it is electric?
Almost all of it.
So you made the switch completely.
Well, I was just over the years when I bought like different things, it was just easier because I hated dealing with the gas and all that mess.
I'm with you. Like, Kimmy, you had a lot of stuff given to you.
We did. We did upgrade a few things to the battery-powered, like the blower we have that's battery-powered, the trimmer, battery-powered. But we don't have, like, a big yard, too, so it's not like we have to use those things for an extreme period of time where I know, like, the battery runs out pretty quick sometimes.
Okay.
But the problem with all that stuff, it's not as powerful as the gas stuff.
It's true.
Like, it's a big difference between the two. So, like, if I wanted to get, like, just a push mower that's E, it's not going to be the same.
Have you tried it?
No, because I just base it on all the other stuff I have. Like, usually because it doesn't have the power that a gas motor does.
Look, that sounds right to me, too. Because, I have all electric stuff in my garage, but only because I hate dealing with gas.
Right.
Like, I'm afraid I'm going to burn my house down. Plus, like you said, I don't really care about my lawn all that much, right? I do wonder how hard the transition will be. I mean,
because all the landscapers that come in, like, those are all just gas mowers.
Well, yeah, but how would you charge that as you're growing all day?
You couldn't because those things are, like, powerful.
Exactly. They're, like, powerful. Yeah. They're, like, do they have zero-turn electric mowers?
Yeah, but, again, like, I can imagine what that costs. Because a regular zero-turn is expensive. A battery one is got to be a fortune.
Would that be less expensive?
No. That battery, but you might get a rebate.
Well, like the trimmer I got that's electric.
Yeah.
It was like the lowest one.
It's a weekend warrior stuff.
Yeah. But like that was less expensive than the gas powered trimmer. That's why I went with it in the first place.
If you go low, but if you want like, if you go low.
Don't be condescending.
If you want to go chintz, then you're fine.
Chintz, weekend chintz.
But let's say you got a big yard.
Yeah.
That e-mower is going to suck. Because you're not going to get through a full charge, and it's going to look crappy.
You've never used it, and you're almost cursed. And you're, like, speaking in facts, even though you have gone electric.
Well.
You're like Dylan at the Monterey Pop Festival.
Well, we have a service now that does the yard.
Ooh, where were you?
Sorry, I was reading about how long the battery lasts.
I'm too old to do the yard anymore, so we hired a guy.
I'm too old to do the yard.
But the mower part.
Former yard champion Tommy Mueller.
I still do all the other stuff.
You're like Y.A. Tittle when he got shot in the head of the end zone.
Yeah, I got blanded.
Okay, so you're only getting about like top 60 minutes on one charge.
On a zero turn?
Oh, on a zero turn. Electric lawnmower.
All right. Well, no, you could probably get most lawns done.
Minutes. Probably your average one. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. Like, I mean, what's the price difference? Do we know? Because like, if it's comparable, and I'm getting 70% off.
Oh yeah. I mean, you would jump on it for sure.
The only thing that sucks is
what's that?
Because again, I'm pro electric just because I don't care.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. There is a bill in the assembly right now that lawmakers are trying to pass that would offer rebates for folks that want to purchase electric-powered landscaping equipment. They say it would offer up to 70% off of purchases like lawnmowers, chainsaws, things like that. If you go down that road and you buy it, you're stuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if Home Depot and Lowe's, they would probably push a hell of a lot more of these things if you let people try them in store.
Oh, like fire it up?
No, I'm serious.
Well, I guess you could. It's electric, so yeah.
Right?
Like design some like room where you can.
Well, you can just take out the parking
basic
lot.
Tasks.
Mow the parking lot.
No, but you could just ride it at least.
I want to see how it cuts. You know, guys would be like, "I want to see how it cuts. Let me see."
Well, how would you do that?
Let me show you the cut.
You'd have to have like a side grassy area.
I'm not saying it's an easy idea. I'm saying if you want to sell these things, that would sell them. If they work just as well.
But that discount might just push you anyway.
I don't know, man. We've all gotten like, oh, this is really cheap, and you get it, and you're like, I can't use this.
I've
So it says, generally, electric lawnmowers have a higher upfront cost than gas mowers, but they are more economical in the long run due to lower operating and maintenance costs.
Yeah, you're not slipping for gas constantly.
God, that's the worst
part. Oil.
Yeah.
You got to drain the gas at the end of the season. You got to do that whole ritual with the damn thing to put it to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram.
Well, this is going to be good.
At Duffy on WCMF. You were saying that the engines for the riding mower is very pollutive.
Yeah.
Baron Von Butt says, it's the two-stroke engines. Very polluting. Also Tommy's nickname from high school. Two-stroke engine mule. I'm curious how many of these they're selling without the incentives.
Just people interested in it naturally.
Because, like, okay, can I say something stupid?
Yeah.
And again, keep in mind, I'm not long guy. I was always embarrassed to have to go buy gas from a lawnmower.
Why?
There was something about, like, I felt like a little boy. Like, I've got the gas can. It's on the ground. I'm bent over sticking the tube in there. And, like, I got to keep pulling it out to make sure I don't overflow it.
And it's that like is a problem. Color.
Right? Yes. And then, like, I would put the gasoline in my car, and the entire ride back to my house, I am horrified that I'm going to get, like, broadsided, which, by the way, I don't even think would cause the gasoline to explode.
I don't know either. But did you have one of those old-school tin ones, or do you have the new plastic?
Plastic, like, Jerry, bro. What am I looking
for? Those like? Jerry jugs, they call them, whatever.
Yeah. I had, the round one.
Yeah. But it's still, man. And the other thing is, you never get that smell out of your car.
Yeah.
All summer, you get that whiff of gas. Like, it's a mild contact buzz.
And then, like, where do you keep your gas? Where did you keep your gas when you had it?
In the garage.
Okay, see that freaks me out, too.
Yeah. Where else do you put it?
But that's just it. I mean, some people have sheds that are away from the house.
I never had a shed. So I always had the gas was right next to my gas grill and the LP tank. So, like, there was a whole line of just destruction on one side of my garage.
Like, I mean, maybe we're overshooting how dangerous that is, but it does feel like a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it could go horribly wrong. Right? I told you my sister, when she lived up in the mountains, she had the gas grill tanks. That time when she lived, there was a gas shortage, so she bought 5 of those 5-gallon jugs. And every morning she walked out, pistol in hand, because she had bears, too, in the area.
Bears that smoked.
Oh, and she also smoked.
A lot going on there.
And that's not what killed her. Imagine all that, and that's not what did her in.
It was the Bears.
Yeah.
At Duffy on WCMF, Troy writes us on Instagram, dumbest bill ever, landscapers mow all day. They would need a stockpile of batteries and gas generator. Yeah, but I don't know if this is for the
those guys. Those things are huge, powerful mowers.
You sound like you're describing a horse in the Derby over the
weekend. Bro, those things sound like Corvettes going through the neighborhood.
Oh, retariat. No, I Troy, I would imagine this isn't for people who do this professionally.
Personal use.
And those guys are not going to spend that kind of money.
But, I mean, look, I mean, technology does move super fast, right? It was just 10 years ago we were like, can an electric car even maintain? Now every company is selling electric cars.
All right, so maybe 20 years from now it's all electric.
I bet you it's 5. I mean, not all electric, but you're going to find
they
something.
They improve it over time.
Exactly.
Too.
The power, yeah.
The power.
The power.
The power.